Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
All right, let's get right into Hey, I Was Wondering. Find out if you can solve this problem, because God knows I can't.
Okay.
You into Snapchat, Whip?
Nope.
Melody, you into Snapchat?
Yeah, I like it.
You like the chat?
I do.
Violetta?
Honestly, I get nervous on the Snapchat.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm going to send something to the wrong person.
I feel like a lot of feels on the show today.
Yeah.
I feel like each and every day you get nervous about something. I think you're a naturally nervous person. You have a lot of anxiety?
Well, social media can make you very anxious. So, yes.
Not really, no.
Yeah, it can.
Makes you anxious. You know what? After 6 o'clock, also, we address her anxiety and anxious issues.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, I got something for that, too.
That gives me anxiety.
I got a lot of it.
Don't get nervous.
This comes to us from Megan. Hey, Eric, I was wondering why people send me pictures via Snapchat and also post the same picture in their story. I'm going to see the pic in their story, so why are they sending it to me directly? Is it meant for just me, or is it meant for everyone to see? And if it's meant for just me, then send it to just me. This happens to me all the time, and I don't know why people do this. Maybe Mel D or Violetta can shed some light. Thanks, Megan. Yeah, I got nothing for you there, Megan. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Not that I don't care about your question, but I don't care.
The question's making me nervous.
Yeah.
It's like she's found a lot of things to be worried about
right there.
Yeah.
This is it. Maybe Violetta's right. There's a lot of anxiety with social media.
Definitely.
A lot of overthinking.
Yeah.
So why the doubling up?
They
just really want to make sure Megan sees this picture of their hot dog legs by the pool.
Hot dog legs?
You know how they do that? Like, they make their legs look like two hot dogs by the pool?
Yeah.
By the way,
that
also makes the show coming up after 7 o'clock today as I'm tying all this together.
All right, good.
The hot dog legs. Don't let me forget the hot dog legs, Whip.
I will not.
Yeah. All right, why the double up on Snapchat?
Well, you just have different people that follow you on different platforms.
Right.
So I think that you just want to cover your bases, make sure that you're posting it everywhere. But it is embarrassing when you get caught sending, like, somebody thinks it's a private picture.
Right.
But then you post it on your social. And
right,
then,
like she says.
And then, you know, maybe a guy would be like, I thought you just sent me that.
Ah, like your hot dog legs.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Does that sound right, Melody?
Yeah, I do it a lot because if you don't view everybody's story and I still want one person in
there
particular to see, I'm like, please look at this.
Now that makes sense.
And you'll get notified.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, I probably am not going to see your story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really wanted me to see the picture of your legs looking like hot dogs by the pool, then you'd have to send it to me directly. Otherwise, I'm not going to see
right,
it.
That's just text me the picture. You got my number. I think we're okay.
It's a low-key way of making sure they see it.
Do you think people understand the reference of the hot dog legs by the pool?
Not. I think you need to explain it a little bit.
Mel D, can you post a picture right now? Where are you going to put it so people can know what I'm talking about?
I'll put it on our Facebook page.
All right, go to our Facebook page. Mel D's going to post a picture, like girls always send, sitting by the pool of their legs by the pool. And it's supposed to be their legs, but if you really look at it, it looks like two hot dogs.
So the legs have to be touching, right?
They don't have to. It's primarily the angle, because you only see basically their thighs to their knee. It looks like two hot dogs.
Well, because you're trying to be, you know, you don't want to show too much.
Exactly. Got the feels? Things you shouldn't do to fight fair with your partner. Number one, use I feel statements. You should do that. All right, we were to ask you right now, okay, fine. How do you feel? 312-233-1019. How do you feel, Lynn?
Like I need a vacation.
Very popular answer.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Rick?
I feel we should just call in sick. When the sun comes out and stay home.
Aha, feel sick. How do you feel, Emily?
I feel exuberant.
Why?
Because I'm starting grad school today.
Ah, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
She's exuberant, not Vanessa. How do you feel?
Frustrated that I didn't play the lottery yesterday.
Ah, yeah, the lottery. Do we have a winner?
Yeah, from Florida, though.
Screw them.
Yeah, you'd be frustrated because you'd have a losing ticket like the rest of us. Don't worry.
And number three, how do you feel, Lori?
Oh, I feel like digging my eyeballs out with a fork.
Oh, wow.
Gross.
All right.
That's pretty far from exuberant.
Right. Why do you feel like digging your eyeballs out with a fork?
Because I'm on my daily commute down the Eisenhower.
Oh, good times, good people. At number two, how do you feel, Mary?
I feel like you don't value me because you buy me the cheap vodka.
Oh, really? You mean me or the other guy around you?
Well, the other guy,
right.
You know.
Why is he always buying you the cheap vodka?
Well, you know, it's on sale. And
you drink a lot of it.
You can buy more that way, right?
But I can see how you'd feel not valued that he's buying the cheap stuff.
Well, you know.
I get it.
This is how she feels, Eric.
I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
And finally, in at number one, how do you feel, Sean?
It's my birthday, so I'm very happy right now.
There it is.
Yay, happy.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you very
much. Right there. Way to be 25 all over again, Sean.
I'm 38, but
yeah, that's fine. 25, 38 is all the same.
Guys are
whatever.
Better age.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Not much. I'm actually going to do some sketching later. I've got some dojo artwork that I need to complete. So
yeah, me too. I got a big day of dojo artwork planned.
So okay.
I do. Me and Sean, I don't even know what that means, but we're going to do it.
Well, there's a martial art that I practice, and my sensei requested I do the work, so I actually have to finish it.
Yeah.
No,
does your sensei ever tell you to sweep the leg, you know, like in Karate Kid?
No. So to be perfectly honest with you, it's not a sport that I practice. It's actually one of the oldest forms of ninjutsu. It's about 1,000 years old. I study out of 6 different samurai schools.
That sounds like a sake I ordered once. Ninjutsu.
Yeah, so where does the drawing pictures part come in? You said you had to sketch some things.
Well, I've already started it, so I actually have to complete it. I've got some detail work that needs to be tightened up, and that's about it.
Is it like a sketch of a guy getting kicked in the head or something like that?
No, it's actually of a samurai that's actually doing battle with a dragon.
He's putting wax on the car and taking it off. Wax
gotcha.
On, wax on.
Yeah, yes, he is. Gotcha.
Sounds
gotcha.
So deep.
It is. It's very,
makes me
very
feel so shallow.
I know. Yeah. Well, we are. Let's take that away. That relaxed feeling, gone. Replaced by anxiety. Which is what rules Violetta's life. Anxiety. She's a naturally anxious person.
Didn't know this.
I hide it well.
Most of it is social media related, because that's really where life is led, on the Instagram.
Yeah.
She spends virtually all her time in here taking pictures or videos to post to an Instagram story.
You guys are very fascinating.
That's the only thing she cares about. And then as soon as that's done, she takes a picture of her breakfast, posts that, and then I sit around and patiently wait to see what she's having for lunch.
Right? I know. It's very exciting.
Don't even get me started about dinner.
You're normally cook for dinner, so that is a process.
You are going to see them all. Let me ask you this, though. According to a new survey, 60% of people in their 20s and 30s, Violetta,
That would be me.
Say unread emails make them anxious.
Oh, God.
Like looking at your emails and seeing if you got, say, 30 emails and 8 of them remain unread, it's all you can think about. It consumes you. The anxiety level is heightened.
Totally. I've actually considered just making a new email because I'm so far gone on my phone.
Right.
Like, I can't get those notifications away on my phone ever. Like, right now, I'm at 292, and I like to keep it by like 100, so I'll just delete random things and be like, I don't care. Get rid of it. Get it out of my life. I don't want to see that red notification anymore.
I've seen people who have like 22,500 and stuff like that. I can't believe it gets to that point, but I've seen it.
Like right now, I'm looking at my emails and the little red notification.
Yeah, what does it say?
237.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
I mean, you can probably just...
How about
just...
this, then?
Okay.
I'm looking at my unread texts. 48.
No,
seriously?
That's not possible.
Yes.
Wow, why?
I never even leave one.
Would that drive you insane?
I can't wait to check my phone when I have it. Why would you have that many?
I just
group texts and you don't ever check them?
Probably some are group texts, some are individual ones I just haven't had a chance to get to.
And you're planning on getting to them at some
well,
point?
Well, I'm hoping.
Oh, my God.
They're pretty popular.
That's crazy.
No, I'm just really lax in checking them.
Maybe that,
I guess,
too.
Is what it comes down to.
You need to delete those.
So this is true then, right? 60% of people in their 20s and 30s say unread emails make them anxious.
Crazy.
Like, let me give an example, and he doesn't even realize it, but it's true, and if he's being honest with himself, he'll admit it. You know what makes Whip anxious?
What?
Well, other than everything.
Yeah.
real IDs. The concept of real IDs and getting a real ID before you can't fly without one in October is driving him crazy. Now, I know it's part of him, and I'll bet at least daily it goes through his mind, I really got to get that real ID.
Yeah. I already have thought, like, I should have done it when I had the chance. I was in the DMV, like, in October.
Right.
And I just didn't have all the proper stuff. They're like, come back. It's $5, whatever. You just come back within a year. I'm like, no problem. And I haven't made it yet. I know I'm going to get down to the wire on that thing.
And all you see and hear about are stories of they're changing the hours because of demand.
Right.
Once you get there, you got to wait 4 hours to get it.
And you need a utility bill in your name. What if you don't pay bills?
Got all of it. A lot of things you got to cover to get your real ID. All right, so Violetta's anxious about her emails. Whip's anxious about his real ID. What always makes you anxious, gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
The thing that drives you crazy.
You think about it like 3 days in advance. You're like, I have this thing coming up. Or
Like, you know what mine is? I have a flight coming up in Southwest. And you know how you have to check in 24 hours in advance? Or you don't get in the A group?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, I agree.
I do hate this system.
Yes.
So I'm sitting on the edge of my... I think about it for like 4 days. I'm sitting on the edge of my computer, waiting, trying to update.
And you can only do it 24 hours
right,
before.
And yeah. Exactly 24 hours before I hit it, and I'm like, bam! B9!
Right. It's like trying to win a radio contest.
Can't be done.
Trying to be caller 25.
You either have to pay to be in the A boarding group, or you have to do that where the computer does it 36 hours and something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't fly Southwest enough to understand, but all I know is I thought about it for 3 days, and I'm still in the B group.
Anxiety.
312-233-1019. There's some examples for you. Now share them with us. What gives you anxiety? What are you thinking about? What's consuming you?
I mean, your texts are giving me anxiety now.
Right now, yeah. Unread texts, real IDs, trying to get in the A boarding group on Southwest.
These are good examples, actually.
What gives you anxiety, Julie?
Hi. What gives me a lot of anxiety is when there's a lot of food in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought about that yesterday. I'm with it. You get worried there's too much in there and you're not going to eat it in time.
Yeah.
Right, it's a lot of pressure.
Right, it's a lot of pressure.
Wow, like, you know what, yeah. I
agree.
Yeah,
I agree
too. What do I do?
You just got to eat double.
I was at the grocery store, loaded up some stuff, opened the fridge yesterday, went, oh my God.
Where am I going to
I should have bought less.
Yes.
Yeah, panic. That gives you anxiety. Tom.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You know what gives me anxiety?
What's that?
Those updates on your phone for all the apps. It shows like 12 or 18 or 24. My wife never updates them, so I always have to update them for her.
Yeah, the lingering app update.
Yeah, you know, on your computer, remind me tomorrow.
Right.
Forever remind me tomorrow. Just leave me alone.
On our call screener computer where your names come up, folks, it pops up every morning at like 7:26.
Right.
Some kind of update, and I just keep clicking remind me tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Please don't remind me in the middle of the radio show. That should be a button.
Right. What gives you anxiety, Susie?
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, my God, I can't stand going to the gas station.
You can't what?
The gas station.
Gas station going there?
Oh, you can't stand going.
Well, you know, you're driving along, and all of a sudden, your little red light goes on.
Oh,
and
that
your
gives me anxiety.
Yelling at you.
I know. Oh,
yeah.
and you're like, I can make it home. And you're like, you make it home. And then the next morning, you're
laying awake all night, staring at the ceiling, thinking about the light that's going to yell at you in the morning.
No,
yeah.
I forget about it.
Right.
And then it yells at me again in the morning.
See, I can't. Gas gives me anxiety, too.
I thought that was your thing. You like to get gas.
I do. So I never allow it to get to that point. Like, I get below half a tank, I'm in full panic.
I ride it to the end. Last 10 miles to empty.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Drives me crazy. Hey, Ron.
Hey there.
Gives you anxiety.
Going to the car dealer for an oil change, because I'm always afraid they're going to find something else.
Totally. And then
and they will.
They always will.
Then there are the guys that are like, hey, do you want to trade your car in? Stop asking me.
Yeah.
They never tell you what any of that stuff means either. You go get the oil change, and they're like, by the way, while we're in there, we found X, Y, and Z. And you've never even heard of X, Y, and Z. But you know if you don't do it, somehow something's going to go wrong.
Absolutely. The next day.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Oil change anxiety, the worst. We have reached that point where we find out what's happening in the social media world around us while all of us just lay here and stare at the walls. Mel D keeps track of this. Mel D, our social media director, and runs down the top three things currently trending on Twitter. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
You all set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Tell us what we need to know at number three.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone is going all natural with his gray hair, and he wants everybody to see it on his Twitter and Instagram. So he tweeted out that he woke up, he felt like doing nothing, but he's 73, and he's always had that really dark jet black hair for years, and now he's come out. He said he's ready to go all gray. He wants to have gray hair, gray beard, everything. His fans on Twitter are saying that they love the new look, and they're commenting that they're really proud of him.
Wow. See, Whip and I are thinking of doing the exact opposite. We think it's about time that we go jet black.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, maybe we could do it as a team.
We should do it right before Mexico. Just get jet black hair.
Good idea.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Okay, the band My Chemical Romance have finally announced that they will have a full comeback. They announced their North American tour dates. They're going to kick off in Detroit this September. They posted the news on their Twitter, and Riot Fest that happens every year here in Douglas Park, they have already come out and said that they've received so many questions on if My Chemical Romance will be headlining the fest that they just said, yep, they will be headlining. So that's something to look forward to if you're a fan this September in Douglas Park.
There are so many shows this summer.
So yeah. They just keep adding and adding.
You're a My Chemical Romance guy, aren't you, Whip?
I like them, sure.
I thought you did. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, it's almost Super Bowl Sunday, and the betting...
It is?
Yeah,
oh
I know,
God,
right?
It's just sneaking up on me.
So the betting is really focusing in on Demi Lovato. She's singing the national anthem this year, and one of the most popular bets going around right now is if she'll sing the national anthem under 2 minutes. So she opened up a few other NFL games on Thanksgiving, and she sang at some other sporting events, and every one of her performances so far have been right at the top of 2 minutes.
Okay.
So now everyone's like, okay, is she going to go over 2 minutes or will she be just right under that mark?
Right.
Some other popular bets on for her are...
These are called prop bets.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Some prop bets are if she's going to wear a skirt to her performance.
All right.
Also, if she's going to forget...
Is she going to wear a skirt? Yes or no?
I'm saying no.
I'm going definitely.
I'm going pants.
Yeah.
I'm going pants too.
Right.
There you go.
Oh. Okay.
And then the other most popular bet for this is if she's going to forget a word in the national anthem. But, yeah, everybody's focusing on her, and it seems like she's got the highest amount of bets
right now. I am not going to go she forgets a word, but I am going to go she changes a word, either intentionally or unintentionally.
Oh.
I'm going to go with I think they actually pre-record those national anthems most of the time.
That's true.
Not even joking, so
yeah.
I don't think they'll let that happen.
Unless you're Whitney Houston.
No, she did. That's how we know that because it came out after the fact that she had actually pre-recorded,
that
even though it was
right.
one of the greatest vocal performances of all time.
Speaking of performances, you know, J-Lo and Shakira are going to be performing at halftime of the Super Bowl. And we had a performance planned here, but Melissa is off the next 2 days. I'm trying to remember the circumstances of how we got into it. We have a stage in our lobby. You might be asking yourself, why do you guys have a stage in your lobby? And our answer to that is, we don't know.
We asked the same question.
Yeah, we don't know.
And it's a small, tall stage.
Yeah, it's just, and it's right in the middle of the lobby, and you know, people use it to tie their shoes.
Yeah.
That's really about it.
Yeah.
But we thought, since Melissa likes to do her somewhat uncomfortable... white suburban girl at the Snuggery dance and face to every song.
Yep.
That we should have her perform on stage like halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Was that the circumstances of it? I'm trying to remember
why.
I mean,
we have the stage and no one ever uses it. So, I mean, it's a cool way to get everybody from all parts of the office to come out and say hi to each other.
And we were going to have Melissa do it halftime of our show on Friday.
That's right.
But she's not going to be here, so we're going to do halftime Monday.
Oh.
So halfway through the show Monday, following the Super Bowl, as we're doing Super Bowl follow-up, we'll go live to the lobby.
Okay. Wow.
And Melissa wanted to do Shakira, right?
Yeah,
That's right.
She chose Shakira out of J-Lo.
Right. So she will perform Shakira, lip-sync Shakira in the lobby to all of the different people in the office. And here's the thing. Don't tell anybody in the office.
Okay.
We want them just wandering through wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And
just
we'll go Facebook Live as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we'll take Shakira's performance and we'll sync it up to Melissa.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And then she can watch the Super Bowl and take notes on what to do now for her performance.
Definitely. Move for move.
Get ready for it. It's coming Monday.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Anybody listening who is a vegan, I have a question about a story I just read, if this is even necessary or relevant. 312-233-1019. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, you're vegan?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been a vegan?
About 2 years.
Okay, and are you strict in the lifestyle?
I'm pretty strict.
Okay, because I read this story, and I'm wondering if this is something that would interest you, all right?
Okay.
Let me give you the headline. Vegans wearing bacon patches to ward off meat cravings. It's a new thing they've created for vegans. You know, like when people are trying to quit smoking and they have the patch?
Right?
Yeah.
For vegan, now they have a meat patch. Where you can put it on if you're having a bacon craving or a sirloin craving or something like that, and it alleviates all that. Is that something you would need?
No.
Like, after 2 years, do you ever wake up and go, man, I could go for a big plate of bacon right now?
Not really.
I mean, you don't do it, but you don't even crave it?
No.
Did you ever like bacon before?
Yes.
Wait, really? Now, so if you were to put on one of these patches, though, let's just say, would you consider that sort of cheating? Because it's still kind of consuming it in a weird way.
Is it?
I mean, if it's made of meat or made of some type of animal product, then yes, that would be cheating.
Here's what it says. University of Oxford Professor Charles Spence has invented a bacon-scented patch to help vegans resist meat cravings.
Oh, bacon scented.
It's not real bacon.
The studies have shown that the scent can reduce food cravings. Our sense of smell is strongly connected to our ability to taste, therefore experiencing food-related cues such as smelling the bacon aroma should appease you. How would you feel about wearing one of those?
I mean, currently, I probably wouldn't, but maybe when I first started, I would have.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, good idea. Let's talk to someone who just started. Hi, Noelle.
Hello.
How long have you been vegan?
2 months.
Can I interest you in a meat patch?
I am okay, but I am sure my boyfriend, who also has been vegan for 2 months, would like that.
Is he doing it because you are? He's trying to be supportive, or maybe you made him do it?
No, he decided that he wanted to do it, and he's actually lost 25 pounds just by being vegan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have any interest? There wouldn't be a day where you'd wake up like tomorrow and you go, I think I'm going to put on one of those bacon patches today.
Absolutely not. No.
The smell of bacon is tremendous.
It's amazing, but don't you think it's such a tease to smell it and not be able to consume it?
Well, that's what they're saying here. The research has shown that it actually will appease your needs for it after you've been living the lifestyle
for a
while.
I need to crunch on it.
Yeah. So no bacon patch to ward off a meat craving for you.
No bacon patch for me, maybe a bacon patch for John. I will run it by him.
What do you crave that you can no longer eat? Anything?
Cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
What kind of cheese?
What if they had a cheese patch? Would you put one of those on?
I probably would because I love a good charcuterie board.
I
can't eat that anymore. I can eat none of it.
Man, you know, that's a bummer.
That's an interesting
thing.
Another thing that's the beauty of radio. I never thought when I woke up this morning I'd hear the phrase, I love myself a good charcuterie board.
Those are very popular nowadays.
Really just don't expect it. Thanks for the help. Appreciate it. Thanks, Christina. Thanks, Noel. The Justin Timberlake dilemma. You know what's been going on with him and his wife, right?
Well,
yeah, paradise issues.
Yeah, so Justin Timberlake was filming the movie and then was caught after he'd had 62,000 vodka tonics.
And you could see them on his face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Was caught holding hands with his co-star. What is her name again? I've already forgotten it.
I forgot, too.
And then everybody said, it was no big deal. Then it turned out to be a big deal. And then he issued the public apology for it and said, everything's fine with my wife and I, Jessica Biel. But as it turns out, many sources have been saying, well, it's really not fine.
Could have guessed that.
They're doing therapy and trying to figure things out and how to solve it. And all of these different issues continue to bubble up to the surface. And so I was reading something they call the Justin Timberlake Guide to Pretending Like Nothing Bad Just Happened in Your Relationship.
Oh, really?
Among the suggestions they make in the Justin Timberlake Guide to Pretending Like Nothing Bad Just Happened in Your Relationship.
No.
Apologize. Yeah. Remind them why they fell in love with you. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to focus your attention on the parts of your relationship that are salvageable and try to distract away from the idiot moves. It's all about the Benjamins in some case. Gifts, expensive gifts, don't hurt, they say. Buy your way out of problems. Don't forget to grovel. That's very, very important. And finally, if none of this is working, admit you're crazy. Let's go, I'm a lunatic.
Okay.
There's something wrong with me.
And it disarms them when they're calling you crazy.
I have a screw loose. You can't hold me accountable. I can't control. I'm an idiot. There's nothing I can do about this. Crazy in love with your partner, but also emotionally insecure and unstable. Promise to seek the help of good therapists. Now, I'm guessing he's reached that stage.
Oh, for sure. It seems like it's not better.
He apologized, I'm certain. Tried to remind her why she fell in love with him. Then went and bought her a Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. Then groveled. And now is probably in the crazy part of it. Listen, I'm nuts. Let's go to therapy and get me fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Alicia Wainwright was the lady that he was.
That sounds wrong to me.
Isn't that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
Okay.
Yeah. So I was wondering. You know, as men, we probably don't have a full grasp or understanding of the best way to handle this, right?
Right.
So given the situation, 312-233-1019, Ladies, I'm going to ask you to put yourself in the position of Jessica Biel.
Okay, I'm
there. Imagine yourself as Jessica Biel right now. What would it take? What would be the right move? What should Justin Timberlake do?
So hard.
I know. You're in that position. You see these pictures of your husband holding hands with his co-star in his big fancy movie, and he's obviously wasted out of his mind. He's come back. He's like, I'm drunk. Nothing happened. It was out of control. This is weird. That doesn't tell the whole story. I'm very sorry. I want to fix it. He's very apologetic.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to be working for Justin Timberlake. So I guess my question is, what would work? What would you say if he just what?
Yeah.
What would be the best move?
Mm-hmm.
You feeling me? See what I'm saying here? 312-233-1019. It's The Mix. Yeah, the Justin Timberlake guide to pretending like nothing bad happened.
Right.
Reportedly, it's not fixed. It's not better. It's not good.
Not working.
He's tried a lot of different things. What's the best way to make up, ladies? What's he forgetting to do? If he just did this one thing, he'd be like, all right, now. Now maybe I'll give you a shot. Now maybe I can wipe the slate clean. Maybe. Best answer wins. 312-233-1019. Whip, we really have zero input in this.
No, I don't expect to.
We have no clue what to do. So, Violetta, Melody, Melissa's off today. Violetta, Melody, and Cynthia.
Yep.
Cynthia, you get the tie-breaking vote. All right? If Melody and Violetta don't agree on the best answer, you're the tiebreaker.
All right.
All right? You ready? Mm-hmm. Ladies, best way. This is what Justin Timberlake should do to make things better. You suggest doing what, Lynn?
Lie detector test.
Oh.
Take a lie detector. Okay. Oh. So if he said to Jessica Biel, why don't I sit down and take a polygraph, that would likely do it. Is that what you're saying to me?
I think so. All right.
Lie detector.
What if there's bad results?
Lie detector. Well, you got to roll the dice on it.
Yeah.
You got to roll the dice. That would be your answer if she says take a lie detector. He's like, I don't think. How about I just rock your body?
Yeah. It's not admissible in court. We can't do that.
And you know.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Hi there, Amy.
Quit the movie.
Quit the movie. You should quit the movie. Good suggestion.
Focus on the relationship.
Focus on the relationship.
No money.
So go back to Jessica Biel and go, listen, I'm quitting the movie. It means nothing to me. You mean everything. The movie's history. I'm done. There's also the option of doing what, Amy?
Totally needs to offer himself up as her personal slave. You know, like clean the house naked, make her dinner, be in her beck and call.
I am your personal at-home house naked making dinner love man.
Yeah.
All right.
Rock the body.
Okay. That is a variation of rocking her body. Heather, clearly what he should be doing is what?
I say, obviously, he should be writing a song for her, and he can even feature some of your lyrics that you were singing, Eric.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Write her a song. Gonna rock your body. All right, I got you.
Write her a song.
And then finally, Mandy, clearly what he should be doing is what?
I think that he should let Jessica Biel pick the hottest man she can find and make out with him publicly.
all right, so balance the scales.
Yeah, now we're even.
Yeah, and let her, like, go make out with Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
Something like that. Okay. All right. You've had an opportunity to hear from five different women who have all given suggestions on clearly what he should be doing. Taking a lie detector, quit the movie, become her love slave at home, write her a song, or let Jessica make out with Ryan Reynolds. Your vote would be what? Let's go to you, Mel D.
Okay, I'm going to say quit the movie.
Quit the movie. Violetta, you have chosen what?
I love Maury, so I like a good lie detector.
Lie detector. Oh, Cynthia! Cynthia!
That would be very interesting.
It's either lie detector or, what would you say again?
Quit the movie.
Quit the movie. Lie detector or quit the movie.
I'm going to go lie detector. That
lie
could get
detector.
Interesting.
Lie detector! Lie detector it is.
Cool.
Lynn, your suggestion proves to be the winner and is scaring the hell out of him. And you meet somebody and get into that relationship, and then, you know, that starts happening, and suddenly you're consumed in the afterglow. But for how long? 312-233-1019. It's 817. According to a study from Florida State University, the afterglow, after the big moment, that release of endorphins and other feel-good hormones you have, how long does that generally last? First correct caller gets it right. We'll make you a winner. How long do you think that lasts? Sally.
About 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes.
What?
8 minutes. Yeah. You get about a song and a half in.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, I got to go clean the kitchen.
And it's sandwich time.
About double the time it took.
Yeah. No, that's a little bit longer than that, Ken.
24 hours.
24 hours. No.
Okay.
Would you believe it's longer than that?
No. My guess is longer than that.
Violetta would. You say no way. We have
no, I would not
very
guess
telling,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy.
48 hours.
That is exactly right, you love machine. I can tell it. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah. 48 hours of afterglow is pretty standard. Sounds good, doesn't it, Cindy?
It's fantastic.
Ooh, Cindy.
That's right, doll.
She scares me just as much as Violetta. What do we have for Cindy?
I hope you enjoyed that.
Florida State University researchers found the positive effects last up to 48 hours, two full days. Lead researcher Andrea Meltzer says there might be an evolutionary reason for the 48-hour afterglow. 48 hours is roughly the same amount of time that conception is maximized.
Oh, my God.
So it could be actually biological that you're feeling this. It's all science.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's science. 48 hours is the afterglow. What?
My magic power that I was going to tell you about.
This is going to be so bad.
Is that I can tell after people have. Like, I can read it on people. Like, I can tell.
Oh, so your skill is you can tell.
When someone has.
So if you were to walk through the office right now.
I could tell you. You can see on people. That's why I know it's 48 hours, because the next day, people are lighthearted and they're making jokes and they're smiling so much more. It's I can tell.
All right, here's what we're going to do then. Fine.
Okay.
See if your skills are triple. While we do double your paycheck, I want you to leave.
Okay.
And I want you to walk down the hall and go back in the sales department, walk around.
Well, what if no one's done it?
Well, then you'll just tell us. Nobody back here has. Or maybe you'll go, that person has.
Okay.
And then if they have, I want you to bring them back here.
Okay. Right? But I shouldn't tell them what I'm bringing them for, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you may want to think this out a little more.
I'm going to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
I'll just talk to them for a little bit, get their, vibe, and then I can tell if they've done it in the last 48 hours.
Well, see, we're going to have to pay it off with asking them if it's true.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this differently.
Okay.
All right, you're going to go. Mel D, you're going to go with.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to roll video on all this. Follow her down the hallway into the sales department. If you find somebody and you think they have, ask them.
Okay.
And they'll either verify or not verify. And if they're good with it, Mel D, after the fact, we'll post the video.
Okay.
If they're not, we won't.
Okay. I think that works.
Does that work?
Yeah, they're kind of wild back there.
Yeah,
they'll
they're
enjoy
all
it.
Drunk now.
Yeah,
they're
fine.
Way, way, way drunk.
They'll say whatever.
I've never seen a dozen people that know the opening time of bars as much as those people.
Right.
And the happy hours?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They must go during lunch.
Yeah, I think so.
Shoot. That didn't work out like I thought. Botched. Now, they say people who got tattoos in Chinese or Japanese and the translation wasn't what they thought, 60% of the time. 60.
Wow. That's
very,
huge.
Very, very careful with that. I am really hoping we get somebody that wanted a majestic racehorse that turned into a donkey.
That'd be awesome.
You know, you might have cut corners and gone with the discount tattoo artist, and you know, you paid for it.
Yeah, you think, what's the difference?
Right. Here we go. Hi there, Nikki.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
guys.
Thank you. What happened?
So we were on vacation, and we went to a tattoo place, and my friend went and got what he thought was supposed to be strong in Japanese letters, and he got it on his wrist, and we get back home, and my roommate, which is Japanese, he goes, oh, Kiri, that doesn't mean strong. That means you're a loser. That means loser.
Oh, no. Strong became loser.
That's kind of awesome.
Yep. They mislabeled it in the book.
Right. I think they might have done that on purpose.
Probably.
That's why you got to be very careful. You got to clear the translation ahead of time from a respected source.
For sure.
Otherwise, you end up with loser on your arm when you're trying to go with strong, and you put it right underneath that majestic racehorse.
Epic right. Fail.
Hi there, Sherry.
Good morning.
What happened?
I went to get two rosebuds for my daughters, and one of them turned out to look like man's junk.
Oh!
Ah, you want two rosebuds, and it looks like you got a man's junk on your arm.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. Yeah,
another one doesn't sound like an accident to me.
Yeah. It looks like men's junk.
Oh, my God.
But it is majestic. You folks might wonder, while Niall Horan music is playing, what's going on in here. You know, you're probably thinking we're doing a lot of serious, important stuff, planning for what's coming next, getting ready, organizing, getting the right frame of mind, mindset, thinking things through. You would be sorely, sorely mistaken. Let me tell you what's going on now. So off the air, while the show's going on, okay. There's a show going on text between Mel D, Whip, I refuse to even be in it. I'm in it. I keep trying to leave the conversation.
You're in there, though.
While we're on the air, I can see a text pop up, and it's Violetta texting Whip. And is it about what we're talking about? No. They're debating who the most handsome person is in the Super Bowl right now.
Well, and Whip won't let it go. I'm like, can I just pick who I think is hot?
I just chimed in on behalf of somebody.
We did the story earlier that there's a doctor playing for the first time ever in the Super Bowl. One of the Kansas City Chiefs offensive linemen is a medical doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Like in the offseason, he's gone to medical school. He's now a doctor. He's a practicing physician. And that's the first time that's ever happened. So, of course, Violetta, horny traffic girl.
Stop it.
Go, immediately start searching and then post it on there on the group text. He is so hot.
Yeah. Well, he is, because anytime you hear a doctor, you're like, I wonder what he looks like.
You wonder what he looks
like. Because
in your mind, you have the whole doctor fantasy.
Well, I look up my own doctors before I go, too.
And you only go to attractive ones?
Yeah, trustworthy, right. Attractive ones.
Oh, okay. So she puts that up, and in theory, that should have been the end of it, right? But no. That's when Whip has to chime in by posting a picture of Jimmy Garoppolo, but chopping him at the knees, which is what we as guys do to handsome men. We post the picture and go, well, he's not all that handsome, and he sure thinks he looks great, doesn't he? His word, actually, the specific terminology is, boy, he sure thinks he's cornered the market on handsomeness.
...
Yeah, I was taking sort of the side of like, well, I'm Jimmy G, and I say that I'm better looking than Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. That's the kind of game I was playing there.
The honest truth. Jimmy Garoppolo is the most handsome guy in the NFL.
That's what I've heard.
He just is.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
So Violetta responds, Jimmy is too pretty. Women can never make guys like that happy.
No, well, what I meant to say, which I realize now, I meant to go women, can never make them happy.
Like, and then for some reason, Whip responded, apparently porn stars with oversized chest can.
Well, remember we had the story a couple days ago about Jimmy G dating a porn star with, like, ridiculously large boobs.
And which then resulted in Mel D just sending the drooling emoji.
Are you drooling about the big fake boobs or Jimmy G?
No, Jimmy G.
There you go. So Mel D thinks that Jimmy G could make her happy.
So, I just want you folks to know, while I'm over here grinding and falling
apart.
Are you
a grinder?
Time after time after time, we're debating the value of Jimmy G, large-chested porn stars, and drooling emojis.
Yeah.
Whew, now I'm really tired. Wow.
Now you're ready for the big game.
I am. I'm ready.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.